This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel has evacuated approximately 800 volunteer white helmet rescuers and their families from Syria and taken them to Jordan in a convoy of buses accompanied by Israeli police and United Nations vehicles. The Israeli Defense Force said the evacuation was done at the request of the United States and some European countries. Jordan's official news agency said the Syrians are in a closed area in Jordan. The agency said Britain, Germany, and Canada have agreed to resettle them within 3 months. General Vincent Brooks, the commander of U.S. forces in Korea, has called North Korean leader Kim Jong-un a man of his word, while backing up assertions by other key officials that talks with Pyongyang are making progress. President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have repeatedly expressed optimism with the ongoing talks with North Korea since the Trump-Kim summit in Singapore last month. However, Pompeo has expressed concerns about North Korea receiving shipments of petroleum.
Right now, North Korea is illegally smuggling petroleum products into the country at a level that far exceeds the quotas established by the United Nations. These illegal ship-to-ship transfers are the most prominent means by which this is happening.
Meantime, Russia and China moved to block a U.S. request of the U.S. ban to further fuel shipments to Pyongyang in a bid to cut off revenue to its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. China's President Xi Jinping has started a four-nation visit to Africa and Senegal. China has been making investments, loans, and deals with African nations to help expand and improve infrastructure and gain access to materials and markets important to the Chinese economy. Xi will also visit Rwanda and South Africa. He will meet with other so-called BRICS nations. This is VOA News. Police in Pakistan say a suicide bombing in the country's northwest has killed the driver of an election candidate while wounding the candidate and three other people. It is the latest violence ahead of Wednesday's elections. No word on who is responsible for that blast. The International Monetary Fund is warning world economic leaders meeting at the G20 finance summit in Buenos Aires. The recent wave of trade tariffs would significantly harm global growth. Reuters' Nathan Frandino has that story.
International Monetary Fund Director Christine Lagarde said the recent wave of trade tariffs would significantly harm global growth.
But it certainly indicates the impact that it would have on GDP, which in the worst case scenario, under current measures and not taking into account most recent announcements, is in the range of 0.5% of GDP on a global basis.
In a note to G20 ministers, she said global growth may peak at 3.9% in 2018 and 2019, while downside risks have increased due to the growing trade conflict. Those trade tariffs mainly coming from the White House, where U.S. President Donald Trump threatened tariffs on all $500 billion of Chinese exports to the U.S. The threat comes after both countries have already slapped tariffs on $34 billion worth of each other's goods.
That is Reuters' Nathan Frandino reporting. Britain's new Brexit chief has suggested the UK might not pay its $51 billion bill to exit the European Union if no trade agreement with the EU is reached. Dominic Raab replaced David Davis, who resigned 2 weeks ago to protest what he called Prime Minister Theresa May's soft Brexit plan. Britain and the EU remain far apart in terms of a new trade setup. May's Conservative Party is also deeply split over what Brexit policy to support. Britain has recorded the driest weather in 50 years for the first half of the summer. Alex Deakin is with the Met Office, the UK's National Weather Service.
Only 47 millimetres of rain across the whole of the UK averaged out, and that happens to be the driest, if we go back for 50 years, so the driest first half of summer that we have. We are right up there, potentially record-breaking in terms of how dry the summer has been so far.
The Met Office has forecast a new heat wave, which will push out the recent cooler air and trigger what they call the hottest weather of the year so far. Japan is in the midst of a deadly record-breaking heat wave. At least 30 people have died with the high temperatures, and thousands have been rushed to the hospitals across the country. In central Japan, the temperature rose to 40.9 Celsius. The city of Kyoto registered 38 Celsius for 7 days in a row. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.